You want a new car? Huh? You know you do, but you got no time or desire to visit a dealership? America's most awarded Ford dealership is right here in Glendale. It's Sanderson Ford. They'll deliver the car of your choice, the truck of your choice, or the SUV of your choice to your home or your office. You shop from home, you buy from home. Sanderson will deliver. It's convenient, it's simple, and it's transparent. Go to SandersonFord.com. Select your vehicle from the biggest selection of new Fords in the entire state. And wham! Your vehicle is delivered to your door. Now you can choose cash, you can lease, or you can finance and get the very best price every time. Create the deal that's right for you and see your monthly payment. You got a trade-in? Get a fair price from a trusted source. When you're ready to check out, add your personal information and get a real-time credit decision right there. See multiple offers and choose the one that's right for you. You can also review and select recommended service and protection plans all online. Buy from home, Sanderson Ford delivers. A dealership you can trust for 65 years. There you go. We're talking about all kinds of issues. Let's see if we can bring Steve into the conversation. He has joined the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rosie. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller, but here's my situation.
Okay.
Over the winter, the water that comes into my house through the water heater and stuff like that is perfectly cold when it should be cold.
Okay.
It's perfectly hot when it should be hot. In the summertime, it's perfectly hot when it should be hot, and it's lukewarm to hot the rest of the time, and I can't figure out what the problem is.
Where are you, Steve?
I'm in Old Town Scottsdale, Rosie.
I share his problem because I'm in the same area.
Old Town Scottsdale tells me it's a home built in the 60s, 70s maybe. Is it?
Yes, it is. Yep, 1959.
Okay, all right. It's masonry.
Correct.
Uh-huh. And there's a chance it's been replumbed.
It has been, yes.
Boy, see, I'm a mind reader. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
All right, Steve. What we got to take a look at is when it was replumbed. Was it replumbed with PEX or was it replumbed with copper?
It was copper.
Okay. We can probably solve the majority of your problem with a little bit of insulation. If you would just get a hold of one of the Rosie certified plumbers servicing the Scottsdale area, Walker Plumbing, Stampede Plumbing, Isley's, have them come out and take a look at it and see what they would do once we've replumbed it. See, when we built those homes, Steve, we used to run all the copper line or the galvanized back in the 50s underneath the slab. And you've got the insulation of Mother Earth protecting the temperature of that water. But once we've replumbed it, we've got probably some exposed lines up in your attic where I tell people all the time, I've mentioned it four or five times just today, that the heat in your attic doesn't hurt your air conditioning bill. But it does preheat all your water, and it does deliver hot water all summer long. You could never even run the cold water tap long enough to get it to cool off. But there's ways to avoid that. There's ways to beat it. Steve, you've got probably one of the finest homes. Gary lives in your neighborhood. I wish I owned 100 homes in that neighborhood. Masonry, 50s, 60s, Continental Home, Suggs Home, all great, great bones that last forever. This little dilemma can be solved, Steve. We appreciate you calling. A plumbing question that we answered last week, but like I say, we got preempted with election results, was why
hey, can
do
I
only
can I
have septic problems
here?
During the holidays?
Can I insert something?
Before we go to septic problems?
Yes, because I gave out some advice apparently I made up. And I just don't want anybody to run out to the store and make a mistake before I correct it.
Okay.
So last week we had Honest Appliance, Hussar, which is Honest Appliance, Service, Sales and Repair.
Yeah.
Like the jingle
and,
says.
Yeah. And so we were talking dishwashers.
We were. Got a lot of feedback on that.
Yes, we did. And so I I'm just going to give out the correct advice. Okay, so for a dishwasher, they do recommend the powder. And they like the Finish all-in-one tablet. It's a little rock of powder. And they come in little capsules like you can get them at Costco.
Okay.
So, and then to use LemaShine in addition. They don't like the liquid for the dishwasher because it's
dish soap, not liquid dish soap in the dishwasher.
Well, the liquid dishwasher soap.
Yep.
Okay. Powder or whatever. So, stop it.
Liquid powder?
You know. So, like I said, we're going to stick with what's good. And it's the Finish all-in-one product.
Okay.
You can get it at Costco, and it is the powder.
And the LemaShine.
And the LemaShine, which we like because the citric acid, pure citric acid, can actually etch your dishes and take shine off. But the LemaShine has been, you know, dialed down to it. It treats your dishes really well, and we just love it.
And people need to, now with the Finish soap capsules, you're limited. You can't cut them in half and put them in there. But if you're using loose powder or you're adding the LemaShine, it takes so much less than you think it does. So cut down on your soap.
And if you use those little pods, put them up high or put them in a lock cabinet. They're just too dangerous to kids. They look too yummy.
Okay, there you go.
I've got a little trick.
Okay, here it comes.
I did this off the top of my head, but it has to do with LemaShine. I was in the store. I couldn't find anything. I got a small pack of lemon Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid has citric acid in it. I put it in the washing machine. I said, it can't hurt anything. And doggone it if it didn't work. And it smelled great, too, once I was done. So... just a little trick.
Kool-Aid lemonade. There you go. You're only going to get tips like this at Rosie on the House. Let's see if we can bring Carrie into the conversation, who has a question about a particular water softener, water heater relationship. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, it's Terry.
Terry, I'm sorry. Okay.
Terry, that's okay. I just had a couple of questions.
Okay.
We recently had a problem with a water heater. It burst the entire seam burst on the back.
Okay.
The water heater was maybe a year old. The plumber that came out to repair it said, to replace it, said that those type of water heaters don't work well with water softeners. We have a Connecticut water softener.
Okay.
So I was just wondering if you ever heard of that ever happening. I think it was called an A.O. Smith water heater with a glass liner.
Yeah, that's actually a good water heater, and you've got a great water treatment equipment as well in the Connecticut. I'm going to look for another problem before I look to the water softening equipment as being the villain. For it only to last, there's nothing a water softener can do in 1 year to ruin a water heater. And if you're on the maintenance program where you're getting your water treatment equipment serviced once a year, they should be replacing the anode rod while they're there, draining the water heater, and you should get 10 years plus out of a water heater. So I do know, Terry, that there are plumbers that feel absolutely convicted that water treatment equipment pre-ages water heaters. I have not found that to be the case if the unit is maintained. So I would take a look. With the water softener already in place, Terry, I would consider a tankless system before I replaced a traditional tank. That's really the way of the future. Tankless is going to be where we're all in the very near future. So I hope that helps. Like I say, I know plumbers that I respect, and they're death on water softeners. They think they pre-age water heaters. And I haven't found that to be the case. As long as you're regularly draining the tank and replacing the anode rod, it's going to be fine. You're going to get great water in your home, and you're going to get extended life of all your appliances. All right, so we're talking about septic systems, another plumbing issue. One of our most asked questions leading up to holiday season. Why does my septic system only back up or have a problem when I've got relatives in the house visiting for the holidays? Well, I'll tell you. The number one reason is because people put things down the toilet that should never go down the toilet. And you should never put a Kleenex in the toilet. You should never put a piece of a paper towel down the toilet. you should never put a moist wipe down the toilet. All right? The way a septic system works, and there's thousands, tens of thousands of homes through Arizona on septic systems, is everything you flush down the toilet goes into a steel concrete vault, okay? And that vault has an exit port and an entrance port. And all the solids sink to the bottom of this tank, and all the liquids drain out the top of the opposite side of the tank, and it goes into a leach field or a leach pit. The more things you put in that tank that won't dissolve or won't disintegrate or aren't biodegradable, the more problems you're creating for yourself. And even if you're on the city sewer, I will tell you that Kleenex, moist wipes, and Q-tips are the three biggest villains. And when your guests show up, they start sending things down the toilet that just shouldn't go. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, Rosie, you've lost it. You're off your rocker. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the moist wipes you have on the back of the toilet tank, and I want you to take a paper towel, and I want you to take a Kleenex, and I want you to take a little bit of toilet paper, and I want you to take all three and put one out on the kitchen counter, and take 2 tablespoons of water and put it on top of each one of those, on top of the moist wipe, on top of the paper towel, on top of the Kleenex, and then on top of the toilet paper. Wait 30 seconds and try and pick any of them up. They will all pick up. Paper towels brag about how much water they can hold, except the toilet paper. The toilet paper will self-disintegrate. It's made to do that. So if you want to eliminate problems in your sewer system, don't send anything down it that wasn't designed to go down it. And Kleenex is a big villain. Paper towels are horrible. And moist wipes, even if they say flushable, can cause big problems. And if you do have a septic system, consider treating the system once a month with a bacteria enhancement product. We use a product called BioClean, and we've been very happy with it. And our house is 30 years old. Well, we've been in it 30 years. The house is 60 years old. And BioClean has served us well in a house with 6 kids that have had some very, very busy, busy bathrooms. And I can tell you the BioClean product has served us well. So hopefully that helps, because there's nothing more embarrassing than just as you're getting ready to take the turkey out of the oven, someone runs from the back end of the house and says, the toilet's backed up and it's flowing all the way down the hall. Nothing more embarrassing than that. Save yourself the embarrassment and maybe even put a few simple instructions on what does and doesn't go down. I got a text. Somebody wants to know, what do you do with the infant that flushes the stuffed baby rabbit down the toilet? Well, you just call the plumber, because it isn't going to go. You're not going to retrieve it, and don't try and save it. Just call the plumber. So there was one of the most asked questions of Rosie on the House this past week. We got a lot more to cover in this last segment. Don't go anywhere.